This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Mexico has extended duty exemptions for beef, pork, and poultry imports. We'll have more right after this.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Aaron Borer, U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President of Economic Analysis, said that Mexico first suspended these import duties in May of 2022 as part of an effort to combat rising food prices.
So if we recall back to May of 2022 and the inflationary reduction efforts by several countries, that's when the Mexican government first implemented zero tariffs on all imports of beef, pork, and poultry. Not completely unheard of, because Mexico had previously introduced temporary tariff-free quotas for imports. Similar to the U.S., inflation in general has been coming down, so we kind of had a sense that they may go ahead and let that temporary tariff exemption expire at the end of 2023, but they extended it again through the end of 2024, and so now it's kind of become a longer-term policy.
Mexico is the leading destination for U.S. pork exports, with U.S. and Canadian pork having duty-free access to Mexico through NAFTA and the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. As a result, Borer said Mexico's pork duty exemption mainly benefits the European Union and Brazil.
Those exports from Brazil had ticked up above 5,000 metric tons a month. But then in late November, a Mexican court actually halted the access for Brazil related to their sanitary access. So the court case has resulted in at least a temporary suspension of Brazilian pork entering Mexico. 90% of our exports are chilled and difficult for Brazil to compete head on. So our share of total exports of pork to Mexico actually increased from the prior 2 years to 84%.
For the World of Agriculture here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.